Hi, beauty. I'm so grateful you were led to this podcast. I'm your host, Miranda.
Hi.
I'm a wife, coach, and mom to four world changers. And this is the Recalibrating Hearts podcast. It's my heart that in this space, you would encounter the love of the Father and receive downloads, revelations, and solutions for partnering with God in your breakthrough. You'll also hear how we're building our family, powerful prayers and declarations for you, and ways to incorporate natural solutions for whole health. I think it's time to normalize spiritual breakthrough and walk in freedom with whole hearts. Holy Spirit, you get full permission to recalibrate our hearts. Let's go.
Hey, beloved, we're here with another episode today. Three questions to jumpstart healing your identity. All right, we need to take a deep breath here. Are going into sometimes uncharted territory for you, and I totally understand that. Back in 2017, I first started coaching with my spiritual breakthrough coach. You can call her a life coach, call her whatever, but I liked that she called herself a spiritual breakthrough coach because I was aware that when I'm coming to that coaching session, we're going to take on all the things. We're not just going to talk life or business. Because it all matters. Spirit, soul, and body matters. Identity is important. And I came to her, and she was very healthy with boundaries, interdependent, not codependent. And I was wavering on many levels, pretty fractured and fragmented. And I don't say that lightly. I didn't know how bad it was until I started coaching and just had some reflection and mirror back to me. And her truth in love stung so many times, but it was so good. And I came to her and I was like, I want to learn how to have a clear message. Because in business, you know, going to certain conventions and doTERRA conventions and seeing people on stage or just watching business trainings, I was like, how do they have such a clear message? It was so interesting because it was like the Lord set me up, and not in a bad way, like in a great way, because I was like, no, I just want a clear message. And she's like, you want a clear message. I respect that. She's like, you really won't understand your message and be able to speak that clearly, right? And because I mumbled words or it was so bad. But anyway, look what God did. Now, look at me now. Woo, go God. So she was like, you want a clear message. You need to know who you are. And we start with identity. And I was like, I don't get it. Like, I don't get how identity has to do with... So that was where I was at 2017. Now, saved since I was 3, understanding and turning back to the Lord or coming back, right, to find my path with Him when I was 24 years old. This was around 37 years old. Okay, just a timeline. 24, comes back to the Lord, followed Him, in love with Him. He's like... in a good way, breaking my heart sounds rough, but breaking things up that didn't need to be there. Well, here's 37. I'm sitting with my coach. I don't know my message. I don't know my sphere of influence. I don't understand. I'm like, yeah, like natural health. Okay. And she's like, if you want to know your message, know your identity. And I was like, oh my goodness. So three questions to jumpstart healing identity. Man, I tucked this question in a way for you for such a time as this right now. God, who do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am? For those that want to take it deeper, you're going to want to ask, who did you create me to be before the beginning of time? Who did you create me to be before the beginning of time? Now, this question is triggering me in a good way to my course, Recalibrating Hearts, on my website, mirandawendler.com, and you can go to mirandawendler.com/recalibrateyourheart, and you will get an audio course, access to an audio course, 5 steps to connect with God and hear from Holy Spirit for $97. mirandawendler.com/recalibrateyourheart. Why I bring that up is there's a beautiful workbook that goes along with your journey on 5 steps to connect with God and hear from Holy Spirit, walks you through what I generally walk my private clients through from the comfort of your own home. And you can sit and listen to the audio course and work and dig for treasure and golden answers and just flesh this out and walk this out with God yourself in the comfort of your own home, bite-sized pieces. Okay, that's Recalibrate Your Heart, 5 Steps to Connect with God and Hear from Holy Spirit audio course. It's powerful because that is one of the questions in there. God, who did you create me to be before the beginning of time? Who do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am, God? And you sit with it and think of how powerful this would be to just have some introspection and reflection on who you are, what makes you unique, your gifts. Okay? Now we're going to go deeper in a second to the Word of God, but I want you to start with that question for 3 questions to jumpstart healing identity. Listen, our parents didn't have it. Okay, some parents, I should say, maybe yours did. That's awesome, and I bless you for that, your amazing childhood. But most of our parents brought in their unhealed trauma and unhealed childhood trauma and goodness generational stuff into our childhood. Not everyone, and I'm not projecting. But my parents did the best they could with what they had. However, they fell short and my tank wasn't greatly full. Identity tank wasn't full walking into my adulthood. I don't remember getting blessed by my father other than him saying, I love you, you're beautiful and all the things. Actions do speak louder than words, right? So that didn't line up. The actions didn't line up with unconditional love, all the things. So I did not understand identity and who I was and how many people walking around don't. So let's go back to it. God, who do you say that I am? Now, journal question number 2, if this is what you're journaling or walking out or even thinking about, what does Psalm 139 say about me? I want you to take Psalm 139. I want you to look at it, read it, and personalize it. Internalize it, one of the most powerful keys. And I'm going to read shortly here from I am not obsessed with the Passion Translation. That's what's before me on Psalm 139. And let these words pour over you as your identity, this is your true identity, or at least this is who wove you. This is all the things here. But I call your spirit to attention. Listener's spirit and everyone within the sound of my voice, I call your spirit to intention and I engage to share with you what Psalm 139 says. I commission your soul to back down and rest. Instruct your soul to back down rest and your body. I bless you and honor you. So Spirit, Lord, it says, Lord, you know everything there is to know about me. You perceive every movement of my heart and soul. And you understand my every thought before it even enters my mind. You are so intimately aware of me, Lord. You read my heart like an open book. Whew, and you know all the words I'm about to speak before I even start a sentence. You know every step I will take before my journey even begins. You've gone into my future to prepare the way, beloved. And in kindness, you follow behind me to spare me from the harm of my past. Oh, I gotta say it again. You've gone into my future to prepare the way. And in kindness, you follow behind me to spare me from the harm of my past. Father, you have laid your hand on me. This is just too wonderful, deep, and incomprehensible. Your understanding of me brings me wonder and strength. It says, where could I go from your spirit? Where could I run and hide your face from your face? And I want to share verse 10. Wherever I go, your hand will guide me. Your strength will empower me. It's impossible to disappear from you or ask the darkness to hide me. For your presence is everywhere, bringing light into my night. Jumping down. 13, you formed my innermost being. Let this seep over you. Let this seep over you. Shaping my delicate inside, my intricate outside, and wove them all together in my mother's womb. I'm going to pause there because I could literally get lost in the scripture, Psalm 139, and I can't even tell you how many times I just sat and wept over it and sat and just integrated into me. It's like a key, beloved. Psalm 139 is a key to your identity of who created you, how important you are. Hear me again with your spirit. You're important. You walk in truth. You know truth. The truth sets you free. You're needed on this earth. You have an assignment on this earth. You have a powerful design. You're a powerful spirit with a soul in a body. Three questions to jumpstart healing identity. God, who do you say that I am? What does Psalm 139 say about me? Take it and internalize it. It'll change your life. It'll change your life. And in saying your name in that passage, and what do I love and celebrate about myself? So this is three questions to jumpstart healing identity. I shared I already have a course online for you, an audio course. Super easy, step-by-step, bite-sized pieces. It goes deep, man. It goes deep. And you'll know if you need it because the nudge is there. Not to mention I lowered the price from $297 to $97 to get it in people's hands because this world needs healing. This world needs healing. And this world needs you and the gifts God put inside of you. So let's get healing and let's get going and create an impact for the kingdom, yeah? So what do I love and celebrate about myself? And, you know, I really honor and respect Dr. Daniel Amen's work, and I follow him on Instagram. And, man, he has some beautiful questions on how to heal the brain and all the things. So Dr. Daniel Amen, just shout out, and I needed to say that because he just there's mentors out there you don't even have to ever meet in person, right? And I'm honored to even be one of them you're listening to, by the way, on this platform. So what do I love and celebrate about myself? I brought him up because he gives some neat tools on how to train your brain to think and how powerful people think. But what do I love and celebrate about myself is you're choosing a new way other than, let's say, broken identity or self-hatred and the things I have other previous episodes on this to help you break up with that self-hatred and rejection and abandonment and addictions. But what do I love and celebrate about myself, even in the morning and the evening, going through and celebrating your wins and celebrating what you love about yourself starts retraining your mind, okay? Which your spirit is supposed to be in charge of your soul. And when your soul has, let's say, self-hatred, soul wounds, bitterness of soul, it doesn't allow a lot. It doesn't allow a lot because it takes up all the space. It's a big bully. When you start healing and listening to the previous episodes and what we talked about, writing a timeline of your life, etc., and you start really identifying pain, breaking up with that, bringing in truth and God's truth, and healing occurs, it's like it's hungry for more. So what do you love and celebrate about yourself? Might sound like it's jumping ahead, but what, Miranda? I'm still doing Psalm 139 and whatever. Okay, then take your time before you love and celebrate yourself, but it's important to tell your brain, right? And your brain listens to your voice, what to think, how to think, and how your new way is going to be. This is what I love about myself. This is, well, Miranda, I don't feel that way. That's okay. It'll line up. Not fake it till you make it. Why don't you feel that way? Why don't you feel it? Well, because if you keep asking why you don't love yourself, well, self-hatred. Because so-and-so said, dad said, mom said, grandma said, well, let's get to deeper. Who do you need to forgive? So these three questions series, well, I guess it's a series, will help you break free and stay free. Praise God. So three questions to jumpstart healing identity. God, who do you say that I am? What does Psalms 139 say about me? And what do I love and celebrate about myself? Even listen and feel the energy on that. What do I love and celebrate about myself? I love that I give my children one-on-one time. I love my hair. I love all the things. Come up with ways what you love about yourself, and basically until you believe it, and you just continue to retrain for love and self-love instead of self-hatred, right? You retrain and you retrain, and new pathways are in your brain, and thoughts that wire together, fire together, fire together, wire together, whatever that is. Dr. Caroline Leaf, that's her. So I hope this blesses you. Remember my course, hit it up. Also, if you can leave a review, it helps us reach more people. I'm blessed and honored that you're here listening. And also shout out or get back to me on what resonated with you most on three questions to jumpstart healing identity. What resonates with you most? And I always am open to suggestions on what you want to hear more of. All right, be blessed.